lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
So we were told that the sound is off.
That was great. We sang a song.
Fucking brilliant song.
I just sang a Christmas song.
We don't know if we're back, Brian.
Nice. I just sang a song.
Do you need to add the... Okay.
I don't know what to do now. What do we do for
an
opening?
It's on now.
That was a great song.
Yeah, we did an opening. You know, nobody heard it.
Yeah, you win some.
It was an impromptu Christmas song led by Derek. Fuck, you'll never know now.
Yep.
Yeah, you'll never know what that was.
Yep, it was good. It was good.
It was a good one.
It was good.
Christmas classic.
I'll make it up to everybody out there. I got something even better.
Oh.
Shrek impersonation.
Oh, okay.
Denke. Welcome to the podcast, Denke. Oi! You'll be watching my stream tonight, Denke. We might be talking video games.
Donkey loves video
sure,
games.
Sure, I'll do a donkey impersonation too. Why
Ooh,
not?
Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Shrek, you crazy.
That's good.
Man, Shrek, you gonna be streaming shit tonight, Shrek? That fucking crazy. That's right, Donkey. That's right.
That's good.
So, anyway, that's the redemption bit. You guys couldn't hear the opening song, so we kind of did that in its place. And let us know what you guys thought and give us feedback, you know, because that's something that we take seriously is everyone's feedback.
You know, people missed you, Derek, so it was really nice of you to come do a special kind of redemption bit like that.
Did they? That's nice.
I saw it in the chat.
That's great.
I hear the people were saddened by your absence of late.
Nah.
It's good to have you back.
I just let them miss me a little bit.
Yeah, you have to do that every now and then.
It's like the Whitesnake song used to say, don't know what you got till it's gone.
True.
You know, I just doing the Whitesnake. It's doing the Whitesnake bit. I'm back now. So you can love me. Go right ahead.
I will.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm going to let people love me.
I'm going to love up on you
whenever you want.
YouTube Rewind came out for 2019, and this year they didn't bother. They didn't do one.
Yeah, I heard they left it.
They just cut up a montage of the things people liked the most on YouTube.
Oh.
And so, yeah, Derek was in it.
Was I?
You were in the montage, just you.
Was I really?
It was you and
is this for real?
T-Series.
Who's that?
I don't know what that is. I have no clue. No, you weren't in it.
Oh.
None of us were in it. I'm sorry. I was just trying to bring you back on a positive note.
Got my hopes up.
Yeah,
but YouTube Comedy Week, you guys...
Got my hopes up.
When that comes back, you guys should definitely
be in
that.
Yeah, when YouTube Comedy Week actually happens, that's going to be good. Yeah.
I'm willing to be funny for YouTube Comedy Week. If YouTube Comedy Week needs a guy to do Shrek impersonations,
yeah.
I'm your man.
Or
if
donkey.
You need Donkey, I can do Donkey. I could do Kermit the Frog. I could do SpongeBob. Hey, YouTube Comedy Week.
That's good.
I could do Squidward.
Oh, that's better.
Whatever you need, YouTube Comedy Week, you can hit me up. I can even do a impersonation of Sean.
Does he wear the hood when he does that? I've seen that, but
yeah.
I don't know if I've seen the hood. But
he's thinking
does like a hat and glasses.
So
he's thinking, is it over?
So Sean,
is it over yet?
I want to paint a picture.
Sure.
Sean is not here tonight because he randomly got. He has the flu out of nowhere. He's got the flu.
I don't buy it.
So I want to paint a picture for everyone. Sean gets the flu. He's got a house with 34 kids in it.
Yeah.
Four of them are his own.
And what happens is one by one, he's going to get one of those kids sick, and then they get another kid sick, and then that gets another kid sick, right?
Yeah, it's a chain reaction.
Anytime Sean says he's sick, it's not just, well, sleep a day and come back.
No.
There's like 3 months of misery ahead of him.
Oh, yeah.
Sean's house has now been turned into a level 4 hot zone with hazardous bio agents floating around.
Yeah.
Anybody visiting that house needs to have a negative pressure hazmat suit going in there, double gloves, rubber boots, tape on all the air seams, because it's like a fucking Ebola outbreak at Sean's house.
And they keep passing it back and forth between each other.
Yeah, you want to talk about Resident Evil 3 leaks. Whew. You want to see the early cut of the trailer? Go to his house.
Yeah, check it out.
You're definitely going to see a tyrant.
Sean's living in the hot zone.
But anyway, yeah, so that's why he's not here. Hopefully everything will be all good and better by Christmas cast, which, by the way, that's in 1 week.
Oh, my gosh.
1 week till Christmas cast. A week from right now, we will be diving into our eating competition on the Christmas cast 2019. So tune in next weekend, Twitch.
Do you think Sean will be healthy by then? Sean will be back
by then? I hope so. Because he's got to get in it. He's a contender.
He's never made it to the top two. He's never competed for the championship.
Yeah, he hasn't to the top two, but he's made it pretty far,
he's
right?
He's made it pretty far.
How far did he get last year? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
The board was erased.
I don't know how the brackets played out, but
yeah,
I think, you know, the flu, it could hurt him or it could help him. You know, maybe he evacuates over the week and he's so ravenous that he saves his hunger for the Christmas game.
I'm trying to remember, though, does anyone in the chat remember where he left off?
I think the Bengus got him last year.
Was it Bengus? Yeah, Bengus, the Bengus round.
Bengus took him down last year, man.
The Bengus was bad.
He got banged.
Hey, you know what, though? I thought the worst last year was, the one that haunted me, there was a lot of bad shit. We ate a lot of bad shit. The thing that haunted me the most was that pickled mango.
Really?
That's what you got, right?
A gasoline
mango? Or you picked that up.
I got all the food last year.
It was it was like a gasoline-soaked flip-flop. It was just that texture. And it's funny because I think I technically ate worse stuff, but that has haunted me the most since eating it.
This year, the food is going to be completely different. It's going to be stuff nobody's ever seen before.
Oh.
There's going to be a new slant on the challenge this year. Uh-huh. We're going to add some exciting game elements to the Christmas cast this year.
Always evolving. Ooh.
It ain't going to be your grandma's Christmas cast. Tell your grandma to get out of here.
Yeah, get her out of here because we're getting ready. I'm excited. I know some of what he's talking about, but I don't know all of what he's talking about. So I have a little bit of worry, but. That's okay. I'm going head first. I want him. The more planning Derek does, the better, so that I can just focus on the eating. Get my head in the game.
Ringmaster
training.
Derek.
I think an eating competition is great, and we're going to have an eating competition. What it's missing is an element of strategy and sabotage that the players in this game, this deadly game, can inflict on one another.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
But there's big plans. Big plans.
Okay.
For next week.
Adding some gaming elements.
1 week from now. 1 week from now. I cannot believe how this year is flying by. My God.
Are you going to eat in preparation for next Sunday night?
I will definitely eat a ton on Saturday and get my stomach real big, and then I won't eat anything Sunday until the thing. That's what I'm going to do. That's my plan.
You should eat a lot on Friday and then skip Saturday and Sunday.
And then you'll be ravenous, maybe, but still stretched out.
Yeah.
Like an old tired balloon.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty good. If I eat a ton on Saturday, I'm going to be hungry as hell Sunday morning. So I think I know my body. All due respect to everyone here, I know my body
best.
All right. You may think you do know my body, but I know it better than anybody. I'm going to do it. I got this one. You're looking at the winner. Let's be honest. You're looking at the winner. I have been told, I don't know who all is competing just yet. We're still locking that down. I've been told Ryan is looking like he's going to be in town. The sore loser himself might be flying back in. So
he's in the chat tonight.
Yeah.
Another contender.
He might be able to confirm or deny his presence.
For the championship. Yeah. Wow. All right.
So we'll see how that goes. But it's going to be
An
interesting competition.
You know, Ryan's got to be there. He's the fan favorite. Everybody loves Ryan. He's like the Stone Cold.
Yeah.
He's like the Hulk Hogan. He's like the LeBron of Christmas cast.
Sure.
You can't have, You can't, Johnny, you have a look on your face like you're amazed.
What?
Johnny's got to compete against him. You know, Johnny's in the brackets this year.
Johnny, are you competing?
We're going to have to throw him in.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Guess now I am.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, we have the lockdown this week, finally, who's going to be a contestant.
Yeah. Well, I'm good for at least four Filipinos on my team. You know,
okay.
I'm bringing them by.
Okay.
Yeah, and I got a couple of Canadians on deck.
All right, tight. it's an international crew here.
Yeah, a couple of Canadians and one Laotian. So my team's stacked.
Oh, damn, dude.
Well, yeah.
You bringing in Laotians?
Yeah, importing straight. Right. Got them off eBay.
Mariel was bummed because I don't know if she'll be here or not. She might be, but she was really bummed about that. But I was thinking, like, you know, she just uses it as an excuse to eat a lot of food that she wants to eat. Like the last couple years, she brought
bugs.
Well, she brought bugs that one year, but that was when we were all grossing each other
that
out.
That was too. Yeah.
Well, that was the year we were all grossing each other out, so it made sense. All
right.
But in the years since that, we've done like, okay, this round we're going to eat this. This round we're going to eat that. We're not just picking our own foods anymore. We're not doing that anymore. But she'll still bring, like, she'll still come here and look, I got 100 jalapeno poppers. Okay. We're not doing that, but all right. It was just like, who wants poppers?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I guess it's a good excuse to eat something maybe you didn't get to the rest of the year. But anyway, I think we're going to, there's going to be, there's a plan in action. And I understand some of it, but like I said, not all of it. So I'm going to stay a little bit in the dark and just focus on the competition.
Yeah.
And my own, you know.
Trust in yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to go far.
We'll see. We'll see.
I'd
I'm
like
ready
to see
it.
You,
I'm
Rocco, in the top content. Like, I'd like
I'm
to
winning.
See you up against me in the final bracket
yeah.
at some point. That's yet to happen where we go head to head.
I'm winning, definitely.
You think?
Yeah.
I was bested by Ryan in years past, so I don't know. And you bested him, so yeah, maybe there's the tier right there.
Getting a phone call. Sorry. Sorry, Mom. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
In the years past, I was given secret information about Doc Ryan. I had been told he does not like pickles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we made sure to get the nastiest, raunchiest, big old swinging pickles we could find. And then Ryan snacked on them like it was his favorite holiday treat.
He's too smart. He was probably setting us up with false information about him hating pickles.
Yeah, so I don't know.
He dropped that like 6 months before, and we held on to it, but it was all a false flag.
Doc Ryan, if you're in the chat and you want to put out what your most hated food is, we'll make sure not to get it. So let us know.
Are we? Where does the set stand on pickles? Are we all pro pickles, or are there anti pickles here?
Love pickles.
I hate pickles.
You hate pickles? I thought you liked them for some reason,
dude. When I want a little snack and I just go open the fridge and there's not like anything readily available to eat, I'll just have a pickle and that satisfies me.
When I was eating like really really hardcore, no carbs, no sugar, kind of thing, whenever I was at Disneyland, that was my go to snack. There were two places I would go. There was either. They had a skewer place that had like pork belly just on a stick, and I would get it with no sauce or a pickle that big. Those are my go-tos. If I wanted a snack.
Big old
know.
Swinging pickle. No, yeah. I hate pickles. I think.
No kidding. I didn't realize that.
I think pickle juice is no good. Pickle juice.
Well, I don't need the juice. I don't need to like, because some people have
the
juice. The
brine.
I don't need to do that. But, you know, slice up some pickles, put it on something. I like it.
But the pickle soaks in the juice, and that's good.
I mean, I guess it.
I mean,
inherently.
I don't drink the juice. No one does that.
Some people
I
do.
Know,
they're
yeah,
fucking
some people
sick.
Do.
Some psychopaths
some
out there
do.
Drink the
brine?
Pickle juice.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
some
sick.
People do do that. Yep.
But I'm down with, like, pickled peppers, pickled pickles, green olives. You like green olives, Derek?
Nope.
Oh, see? Anything like that in a jar with a brine, I'm into.
I'll eat, like, one, and I'm good. I'm not the biggest olive guy, but like there are a couple Italian foods that have it chopped up in there that I'm into.
Yeah. Don't eat too much olives. We found out what happened on the Christmas cast.
Oh yeah. God, do you remember that? You did damage to your body. There was one, you know, maybe some people haven't seen all the old Christmas cast that we did, but there was one year where Garrett tried to eat a whole jar of olives in one go. And then what happened? You ate all the olives, but you drank the stuff in it too, right?
I think I did drink some olive juice.
And it was like
too.
A sodium shock, or what was that?
It
was like shock to your kidneys or
within
something.
Within 45 minutes, I was spraying everything out of my rear.
Oh, God.
Just a, yeah. Like a like lot of air behind a spray.
No, really. It was like your body goes into shock, and it was
because of the sodium,
it was like an overdose. Yeah.
Doc Ryan was at home that year calling me and telling me, you better go throw up or you're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
But it came out, it worked its way through.
Yeah.
I hate a long fart with no shit.
And it's all spray.
Isn't that the worst?
It's like a tease, you know? It's like blue balls for your ass.
Yeah. It's like blue cheeks.
Yeah. Long fart with no shit.
It's all the noise.
That ain't godly. That's the devil at work.
Yeah. That happens to me sometimes. You get like food poisoning or whatever. You sit there and it's like, oh, here we go, finally. And it's just.
Yeah. When you feel like you got to shit real bad and you sit down, it's a long fart with no shit. It's just like. Your body's tricking you. You've been betrayed by your own kind.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah, it's like a bait and switch.
Yeah, it sucks.
Bait and shit.
It sucks. But sometimes...
Big letdown.
Sometimes the fart is so long, you actually impress yourself, and you start thinking, this sucks, but I might be going Guinness World Record on this one. What is the Guinness World Record for the longest fart with no shit?
Yeah. Someone's got to have recorded
What are we talking, like 16 seconds?
See,
like,
I looked up once that I was like, what's the world record for just biggest shit? Like someone took the biggest shit.
Yeah.
And it was there was a huge article about how like Guinness does not participate in any foul awards.
What?
Like anything that they consider foul, it's like not on the table. They don't even entertain.
Longest rope.
And I'm like,
sorry.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like... doesn't the public want to know this?
Yeah. I guess I'm crazy. I want to know what the longest fart in the world is. Sorry, I'll be a normal guy. Who pogo-sticked the most? Whoa.
Yeah, I want to know the big... That is something that pertains to me.
Yeah.
Because I've done stuff... You know, we've gone to, like, you know, legal seafood at PAX East, and then afterwards I'm like, dude, that had to have been the biggest shit ever recorded, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to know if that was true?
Seafood like, shit. Guinness is like, well, we don't know, but...
too good Guinness, I guess.
John Farley walked backwards for over 100 miles. Who gives a fuck about walking backwards?
I want stuff that appeals to the common
man,
you know? Hey, I'm a blue-collar worker. I'm going to Red Lobster. I'm taking big shits. Yeah. Where does that rank?
I don't care.
I want to know.
There's an untapped market in the world record business. If Guinness ain't going to touch this stuff, we got to know. We need a new book.
We need a new book. Yeah. I've been feeling that way for a while because Guinness does a lot of stuff just for marketing.
Yeah.
Like, we're giving an award to Tomb Raider for being the hottest game ever. What the fuck does that even mean?
That's not even to be.
You know what I mean? They do stuff like that.
What is that? Most people want to fuck the video game Tomb Raider? What award is that?
You want to raid some tombs? What are you talking
about? More guys jerked off to Lara Croft than any other video
game? That's what I'm saying.
That's foul.
They do a lot of marketing stuff, so we need a book that is neutral.
The Bodhi
Award. An award show. Yeah, the Bodhi Award or something. No. I don't want it to put my name on it. I just do like a...
Bodhi Book of World Records. It rolls off the tongue.
No, someone more... Who's like the most peaceful, neutral... I don't know.
Tommy Tallarico.
Master Roshi.
And he's in the Guinness book, so it almost makes sense for him to sworn
his allegiance to them.
Peaceful, neutral. Everybody likes... Who's that? Kate Middleton? Princess Kate?
Princess Kate.
Everybody likes Princess Kate. Yeah. She's the most neutral.
What about like
if we're having a book about biggest shits or longest farts, it should be the Princess Kate Book of World Records.
Yeah.
It's all filthy stuff.
And it's everything the people want, you know?
And
biggest
Guinness
shit
is afraid of.
Biggest shit, biggest load, you know?
Longest.
Everybody likes Mr. Rogers. The Fred Rogers, Book of World Records.
That's what it is. You're right. The Mr. Rogers Book of Records. That's what it'll be.
Biggest shit, longest fart.
What's the biggest shit you've ever taken?
Smelliest.
All shits are wonderful if you really look at them
smelliest
closely.
Butthole.
Yep. Are there any of these you think you would have won? Because a couple you mentioned, I think I won. I think I got them.
Rocco, I think you might be in the running for all of these.
Yeah.
Most records.
He's a competitor.
Record for most Roger records.
Yeah. The Roger records. That's what they'll be called.
Fred Rogers records, huh?
Yeah. Stinkiest fart.
No, I don't know if I'd win that one. I bet there's somebody.
Deadest SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grossest,
a lot of them.
Most shriveled up genitalia.
No, I lost that one. None.
That one might go to Rocco.
Nope.
Mummy.
Might go to Sean. We could start
Sean, he gave that up.
We could start the records just amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then Other people can join in if they
want. If they want to check that for Sean, they got to go search a trash can somewhere. Because that was snip, snip. No more. Right? Didn't he?
Yeah.
He did the...
They cut it off.
Vasectomy or whatever. I don't know what that
they,
is.
They did the vasectomy plus.
It's medical waste. They have to throw it away.
He can't do kids and do records. He can't do either of those. Double vasectomy. It's called double jeopardy. You can't go to jail for it.
Yeah, so he's not here.
Yeah, anyway, he's not here. So that was basically our lead up to say Sean's not here this week.
Yeah.
Anyway, Derek, you had a little time away, time to yourself. Did you do anything cool? Did you see anything? Yeah, I made it sound like you're in solitary confinement. did you do anything cool?
Time.
Did you experience anything cool? Did you have any cool thoughts? Did you have any cool experiences? I want to know I want to know the backstory. This is like, there's a part in Final Fantasy 15 where a character leaves your party for like an hour and then comes back like, hey, yo, I'm back. But you got to buy the DLC to know like where were they?
For an hour.
Well, you know what? We're not even going to charge you guys. Derek's going to tell you for free. How cool is that?
Dude, did you?
How cool is that?
Did you do No Nut November or what?
I didn't do anything.
Dude. Mm. Staycation.
Oh. Okay. Damn.
Real,
yeah, I thought there was
real letdown on you, huh, Rocco?
I read a book.
Oh, all right.
I read The Hot Zone. If anybody wants to read The Hot Zone, I read it. It was good.
What is that?
It's
about Guy Fieri's crotch.
It's a book.
Thanks.
It's a book called The Hot Zone. The Hot Zone. It's about diseases.
Oh.
It's a book about diseases. It was really good.
Still, Guy Fieri's crotch is relevant.
But is it like, is it nonfiction?
It is nonfiction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a book about a 1989 outbreak of Ebola in Washington, D.C.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And leads up to the discovery of new filoviruses like Marburg and Ebola Zaire.
Oh.
Yeesh.
It was a really good book.
Is this real? This happened? There was an outbreak in D.C.?
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know. Yeah, I did not know that.
It was a good book. Chapter one was like a horror story about this guy who gets a mysterious disease in Africa, and then they put him on a plane to send him to a bigger hospital, and while he's on the plane, he's like barfing all over it. And it was good.
Ooh, damn.
What else? I watched The Irishman.
Oh, you did?
I dug it. And
yeah, last I talked to you, you were like midway through it, but you were like, you were telling me, you were like, I didn't know a lot of the Hoffa stuff.
I took 2 weeks off. I read three books and I watched The Irishman.
Which that was probably that was most of it right there.
And that was mostly what I did. I mean, I had a good time. I was
cool.
Just enjoying my free time. Did you guys talk about The Irishman? I'm sure you did.
We did, more or less.
I'm sure you did. I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
I liked it. I watched it a second time.
I want to watch it a second time.
Yeah, I liked it much, much more the second time.
But you didn't like it the first time?
No, I liked it. But when I saw it a second time, I was like, I started to see like what I was like, I think I am seeing what this is really about. Like, I feel like I absorbed more of the little details
of it. What's it really about?
Just in terms of like the first time I saw it, I was like, yes, we got another gangster movie basically with, you know, Scorsese directing and all these actors that I love. It's probably not going to happen again. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it like a lot more, a lot on a surface level. And then when I saw it the second time, I'm like, wow, they've really done such a great job dissecting why old people are the way they are now, why they treat the younger generation the way that they do, you know what I mean? Like I started like getting underneath it this time and I was like, wow,
I don't know. I didn't pick any of that up.
His attitude.
But maybe I need to watch it a second time.
Yeah, I think the main character's attitude that he picked up in the war served him through all those years, and then it leads him to a point where that attitude is not fucking helping you anymore, and now you're alone. And I don't know. There was just another side to it that I'm like, wow, I didn't see that the first time. So I'm going in soon, round three. Round three.
Wow. Nice. Oh, Jesus. Getting that Netflix money's worth.
I watched it at first just to pop it on with really low expectations, and I felt like my low expectations were met, and so I was like, yeah, I thought this was going to suck, and it kind of does. But then as it went on, I found myself getting sucked into the story, really intrigued. And then I was surprised that the filmmaking of the movie was so good. Mm-hmm. So much better than I was expecting. There were scenes in that movie, the way they were shot and edited, it was like real like good, interesting cinema. And then that kind of, from that point on, I was blown away. I was like, wow, this movie's really good. I thought the acting was great. I found myself really enjoying it. I think that the whole de-aging the actors was taking me out of it in the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. But it covers the life story of Robert De Niro's character. So as he, you know, as that age, you know, as
the age gap,
as the age gap was reduced and he started playing a character closer to his real age, you know, my main complaint kind of vanished. So the first hour I was like, this doesn't really work. But the second 2 hours I got more into it and more into it.
See, I thought I really thought that effect worked better on him than it did Joe Pesci. Because there were some shots that I thought De Niro looked like, oh, wow, okay, that was pretty good there. And every time Joe Pesci talked, it was like Death Stranding shit.
Well, it wasn't so much his face. It was his body movement.
It was the
physicality of a 70-year-old, almost 80-year-old actor playing a 39-year-old. Especially when he's beating guys up. Having to, you know, just the physicality. And I kept thinking, like, yeah, you can de-age a face. You can't de-age a bad back.
Pesci didn't stay fit in his retirement. He didn't, like, keep up, you know.
I don't know. It's hard to say because his character was so old.
He doesn't move much.
I haven't seen him in shit because he's been retired for so long until the promotion for this. And, yeah, I'm blown away at, like, oh, whoa, you really aged in the last couple years since you've been off camera.
Well, he's old as hell. So
but I thought, you know, the movie didn't – it didn't rely too much on – the special effects. It was more about the story.
Yeah,
sure.
And the way they told the story was really good. There were some scenes in there, you know, there's a long take with Ray Romano as a lawyer, which is a single take that goes on for a long time, which is an amazing scene. You know, there's a scene where his wife kind of gets into her car and she's acting very strange. And you're like, what's going on? There are a lot of scenes where I'm watching and thinking, like, this is weird. What's going on? Yeah. But then there'd be this big cinematic payoff and I'd be like, oh, shit. Really a good movie.
Yeah. First of all, let me ask you, do you think they're gonna get nominated? I when I finished the movie, I thought I could see Al Pacino getting nominated. Do you think they all will, or any of them, or none of them?
I don't know. Who knows?
I feel like they're gonna pay respects to those guys.
Who knows why the Academy nominates the people it does?
Have they won yet? Have Pesci or Pacino won?
I think Pacino has won before.
Pacino has for, like,
you know what I realized?
Like that, right?
This is a controversial statement. Mm-hmm. Let me know what you think, everybody. Mm-hmm. Don't hate me if you disagree. I've always wondered.
Don't hate him. No negative comments.
I'm here to be loved, so love me. I've always wondered who's the better actor, Robert De Niro or Al Pacino?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this
before. We have.
Yeah.
And I think The Irishman, for me, settles the debate.
Really?
Yes. Here's my opinion. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Robert De Niro plays, has more, what's the best way to say this? Robert De Niro may have better roles and may play more iconic roles, but he always plays, he has a very narrow range.
Uh-huh.
He plays Robert De Niro characters extremely well.
Sure. Yeah.
Kind of these strong, silent type,
masculine
tough guys.
Men.
Sure.
Yeah,
masculine men. I think Al Pacino has a greater range of what he can convincingly portray.
Mm-hmm.
From Michael Corleone, whichever you want to call it, kind of, you know, the reserved, quiet guy who finds himself, to Scarface on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Bigger than over-the-top fucking mafioso crazy guy.
Right.
And I think that in this movie, I don't see Robert De Niro being able to portray Jimmy Hoffa the way Al Pacino portrayed Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, totally.
His range is wider. His characters are way across the spectrum.
Yeah, so I think Robert De Niro may have had better roles in his career, more memorable roles, Vito Corleone, you know, Raging Bull, whatever his name is.
Yeah, he's had more iconic footprints.
Yeah,
sure.
But I think Al Pacino has a bigger range and can do more with a character.
I agree.
You guys ever see Dog Day Afternoon?
No.
I never. Wait.
I love that movie. John Cassavetes.
I might have a long time ago.
Yeah. And it's got some themes that are like, whoa, this movie came out in the fucking like early 80s? And it's about the 70s?
Yeah.
Great. That might be my favorite Al Pacino film.
Al Pacino was my favorite in a movie that I have always loved just because of the actors was Glengarry Glen Ross, because it's just like a dozen of the best fucking actors you can get in one movie. I've always loved that movie, and Pacino is always like my favorite in that. Like, because Pacino always feels to me like a contained explosion. You know what I mean? Like even as Michael Corleone, he can be really reserved, but you just know like something could combust if you know what I mean, if it went a certain way. And I just anyway, he was always my favorite in that movie.
Have you guys ever seen the show Lookalikes?
No.
It's like a British comedy show. It's kinda like The Office, kinda like Extras. It's about celebrity impersonators.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard of it.
And an agency of celebrity impersonators. So the whole show is basically people who look like celebrities acting like these celebrities, but they know they're not. So the guy who runs the agency looks like David Beckham. Okay. And that's his whole shtick. My favorite character on the show, they have a Robert De Niro impersonator. Who's just this Italian guy who vaguely looks like Robert De Niro, but the whole shtick is he never drops the bit. Even when he's not working at a job, he's always like... You're going to do this for me. You're going to do it. Ha! Ha! What's your problem? Ha! And he always does that, like palms out, going the ha.
He's got the moves.
Yeah, it really showed me how fun it was to impersonate Robert De Niro. So I can do Shrek. I can do De Niro.
Pucker them lips.
You know, whatever you need, YouTube Comedy Week. Come find me.
Hit him up.
Whatever you need. Quentin Tarantino talked about his they asked him thought was kind of funny. They asked him in some interview, what are your favorite movies that came out this year?
Oh.
And he gave his top 2 or whatever.
Top 2.
I think it was top 3.
What a list.
I think it was top 3, but I can't remember what one of them was. We'll say top 2. Okay. And his favorite movies were Irishman and Dr. Sleep. And I just thought, because I remember Derek was saying, he's like, I really enjoyed Dr. Sleep. Like, It bombed, but you know, the couple people I know that went to see it were pretty positive.
Is it already out?
And I was just surprised to hear him say that.
Came out a month ago,
so it's out of theaters already.
I think it's still in theaters. Yeah, did I tell everybody?
I don't know if it is. I wanted to go. Yeah.
I saw Dr. Sleep with the lowest expectations imaginable.
I could understand.
I can't overstate how low my expectations were for Dr. Sleep, and then I was pleasantly surprised in the theater. I found myself enjoying the movie. I was like, wow, this is, one, not trying to be The Shining Part 2. It's not like, we need an caretaker for this hotel. Well, you don't want to go to that hotel. I heard something crazy happen. It's its own.
Good. I was worried about that.
It's its own story. But then, you know, the last act of the film does revisit the original movie. And then I feel like, you know, for 2 hours, this thing's been telling its own story. Then at the end, it's, for Shining fans, a nice treat. Like, oh, they do kind of tie it into the stuff from the first movie.
Earn it rather than lean on it.
Yeah, after they've already established, like, we're our own movie. We have our own story going on. It is a little treat. But hey, for the Shining fans out there, check this out.
I like that. A cheaper way to do it would be to, right up in the first 10 minutes, give you all the nostalgia shit. Mm-hmm. And then try to develop its own story. It kind of does the opposite in this.
Yeah, I mean, I think going into Dr. Sleep, I don't know what I was expecting, but I just felt like, what are they going to do? They're going to just do Stanley Kubrick's Shining, but 2019? Like, are the little girls going to be there? You know, as the blood getting off the elevator?
Because they show that stuff in the trailer for this movie. There's all those scenes of the original Shining.
Yeah, those things do make appearances in the movie, but it's so far into it at that point.
Okay.
I'm almost ready for it because they've gone out of their way not have any of that stuff.
It's funny because I think with that marketing, they were probably in the mindset of, dude, get as much Shining stuff as possible in the marketing, you know, in the trailers and stuff, because that's what people like. That's what's going to draw people in.
Sure.
And I feel like it actually had the opposite effect. These people who that movie is beloved to, they saw that marketing and went, oh, no, they're meddling with that. Oh, don't mess with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw more of that than anything else. I didn't see like, yeah, oh, they're going back to The Shining. Yeah. I saw a lot of worry. And so I think it worked against them, because everything I've heard is it's a wonderful movie. So I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's its own movie. It's not the greatest movie in the world, but it's, you know, it's pretty good for a Shining sequel.
Yeah.
Do you know the plot of the movie at all?
Generally, yeah. Yeah, because I remember reading about the book or whatever.
Reading about the book?
Yeah, just what it was about. I never read the book.
You got the spark notes.
I just read what books are about. Yeah, it's a lot
quicker.
That's
smart. Saves time.
It's a lot quicker.
Well, for anybody who doesn't know out there, if you're interested, it's about Danny, the little boy from The Shining, is growing up. He's the main character.
Huh.
But it turns out that, you know, he had The Shining,
caretaker.
Yeah, what was his name?
Cook.
Somebody.
Torrance? Jack Torrance?
No.
He had The Shining. He explains it to Danny in the movie.
Oh, Scatman Crothers. What's his name? Yeah.
Scatman. Cook, whatever. That guy had The Shining. Cook. You know, so it turns out a lot of people in this world have The Shining, which is like, I don't know, psychic ability.
Yeah.
What, you know, it's The Shining. Whatever the fuck The Shining is, people out there got it. And there's a group of adults that use their shine. There's like different types of Shinings out there. People have different powers. These group of adults use their abilities to hunt down children with The Shining so they can like murder them and like suck the soul out of them.
Is that hot carny chick with the top hat?
She's Rose like hat. Rose the hat. Yeah.
Oh,
buddy.
She's got that top hat like Slash?
Yeah. And she walks around barefoot the whole
time. Oh, that's
movie.
So sexy, bro.
Nice.
I'm seeing it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Danny, as an adult, kind of discovers these group of child killers and hunters, and they're coming after a girl that like seeks him out for help. That's what the movie is basically about. You know, so it's like weird. Stephen King's story is interesting. I liked it. It was entertaining.
That's cool. Yeah, I was just surprised to hear people. So many. I heard a lot of people list that as one of their favorite movies this year. Yeah, but I didn't get a chance to see it. Hey, I want to take a moment. Sorry, just want to pause for a second and say thank you to our sponsors, shop.mega64.com. Wow, how nice of them to sponsor this podcast. It was great for them to reach across the aisle
Thanks.
And take a chance on us. Shop.mega64 has some of the best apparel, best media, best... You name it, it's on the store. You don't need Amazon anymore. Shop.mega64.com is going to take care of you. Now, we're just ending Cyber Monday week.
Yeah,
Cyber Monday. You thought that was just a day? Hell no. Cyber Monday week is ending. It's just like birthday. There isn't a such thing as just a birthday anymore. Now it's birthday week or birthday month. Well, Cyber Monday is a lot like that.
You got fucked up Tuesday?
This week, we put out pre-orders for our... VHS/USB combo collection. It's got both in the set called Mega 64 Origins, and it's going to have all the videos that we did way back in the day that led up to the creation of Mega 64, including the original cut of our first episode made for public access. It's got all that on there. Anyway, pre-orders have been live all week. They're ending tonight. If you're watching this on Sunday, tonight is your last chance. Go to shop.mega64.com. It's your last chance to pre-order that set. And the Mega 64 snapback hat is up for pre-order as well. The classic snapback. We brought that up as a Cyber Monday thing, too. That's up now. But now's your last chance. So go get it at shop.mega64.com. We also like to do every week, every Sunday on our podcast, we like to do something called the 64-hour special, where we put up a special shirt for only 64 hours, and then it's gone. This week we have, this is one we did a little earlier this year. We did the Club 64 shirt. We're not going to do a pre-order, you know, like we normally do where we do a pre-order and then we close it.
Sure.
We had some leftover stock of this shirt. So we just put it up and it's first come, first serve. The Club 64 shirt is up right now. This, people really liked this one. It was up earlier this year, like I said. And we had leftovers in every size. So we put them up. They're first come, first serve. And once they are gone, they're gone.
And we're gonna take it down. I want to say that is original. That is an original design.
Yep.
And I'm seeing a lot of knockoffs out there.
Yep.
Yeah, what's
Hot
up with that?
Hot Topic. Wrestling shows.
That shirt is too
sweet.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Stealing our design.
Come on.
You can get the original from us.
Yeah.
At shop.mega64.com.
And also, be sure to check out patreon.com/mega64 because there's always exclusive stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
I just put up... So every we're trying to put up us playing a game together every week, our show Friend Dimension. Our Super Monkey Ball episode is going to be up any moment now. But I found footage... I'm digging up stuff in the vault and trying to put those up every week or every other week whenever we have a chance. And I found in our vault, our video vault, I found footage of you two singing 99 Red Balloons at PAX 2007.
Whoa.
A full performance.
It's over 10 years
ago?
It's
up on Patreon now. It's 12, almost 13 years ago.
By Nina? 99 Luft Balloons?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't even.
That's up
Derek,
on our Patreon now.
I don't even know
the words of that song.
I don't remember doing that.
Well, you guys sang it. Well, it was SingStar was on a stage.
What?
Yeah, so that's up on Patreon now. They haven't seen it,
wow.
But you can.
I got to check that out.
Patreon.com/mega64.
Hope I was good. We were playing some Rock Band earlier, and I know you made a new video.
Oh, yeah.
That encompasses the feeling of everyone who used to Rock Band.
Oh, yeah. So there's a video I just put on my personal channel called We Still Do Rock Band.
Which I love.
Which I just thought we had... I had an idea a long time ago. I was just like, it'd just be funny to have a video... Like, almost like a promo for Rock Band in 2019 seems so like, why?
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny, but we had some free time here... in the last couple weeks, and it was like, well, let's just do, we just tried to do some shorts whenever we had some time, and so I brought that up. I'm like, that would only take an hour. You want to shoot it? Okay.
Yeah.
And we did it, but it was like, I told everyone, I was like, this might just go on my personal channel. I don't really know. And
it's so funny though, because the comments I was reading is like, why isn't this on the main account?
Well, yeah. So I liked it. I edited it. I was like, I like this concept. It's just, I wanted to do something just like you'd see on the Kids in the Hall, like
yeah.
40 Helens agree. Soup is good food. That's it. You know, just like, what was the fucking point of that?
Sure.
So I stood by that, but, you know, I edited it, and I was like, Sean, what do you think? And he was like, well, what's the story? Like, what does this follow? And I'm like, there's no story. It's just like a promo for Rock Band in 2019. That's it. It's just weird. Yeah, there should be a story. Oh, okay. I showed it to, like, 100 people.
We all agreed.
It was like,
yeah.
I kept sending it to people, and they're like, yeah, but what is it really – where does this really go? And I'm like, fuck, whatever. I stand by it. I'll just put it on my personal channel. That's fine. And then all the comments on it are like, yeah. Why wasn't this on the main channel? What the fuck? But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If I put it on the main channel, the comments would have been, they should have been on a personal channel.
This follows Death Stranding.
You know what
Stranding?
I mean? Yeah. It just would have, it wouldn't have been.
People would have bitched.
It just didn't fit. So
well,
anyway, so it's on my
It's a great
channel.
Video regardless. I had so much fun making that and playing Rock Band with you guys that the reason I wanted to bring it up is we got to do some future Friend Dimension episodes where we sit down and play Rock Band again.
Yeah, we should. You know, it's set up.
We did leave everything out.
Yeah.
That was authentic.
Let's do that.
Dust.
Yeah, we'll do. That's a good idea. That would be
a
good Friend Dimension.
Do some Rock Band.
I know. Yeah. Well, right now we have the PS4 hooked up, which couldn't do Beatles, but
Beatles.
I think there's
band.
Another. I think there's a PS3 with the songs.
Oh, I could get
Beatles
you going.
Rock Band was the greatest rock band.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you, Derek.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. And I will say, I'll go a step further and say, my favorite DLC ever released for a video game, period, was the Abbey Road Medley. When they added that, where you could play the whole second half of Abbey Road all in one go. And what was so great about it was that every instrument got to do some shredding kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like at one point the bass guitar became like the strings during You Never Give Me Your... Like you're playing like orchestra strings and stuff. Everyone had something fun to do. And it's like the one time there's like a drum solo in the Beatles too. So it's like everyone had a fun thing to do. That's my favorite DLC ever released.
What did you see Guile's skin in Street Fighter V though?
Okay, second to that. Sorry. Right, yeah, he's dressed like a pumpkin man.
Yeah, it's like Halloween skin.
Anyway, yeah, that was incredible.
Worth $3.
I wish that would get ported to the new systems and we could get, and like the new DLC.
What a licensing nightmare that must be.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Just music in general is only for a short amount of time.
It's finite, and they already took down. I think even if you have a PS3 and you're still doing it, I don't think you can buy those anymore. The DLC.
The DLCs.
Yeah. I think those lasted like 3 years or 5 years or something like that.
What was the other one? Rubber Soul?
No, they never did Rubber Soul. They did. Sgt. Pepper got the full album.
Sure.
Wait, did they do Rubber? Maybe they did do Rubber Soul.
Like a couple songs.
Yeah,
off it
no,
or
I
something.
Think they. No, they, you're right. They did all of Rubber Soul.
Oh, okay.
The thing that was surprised me they never did was all of White Album. That was the one that surprised
me. Too long.
But it was too long, I guess. But they did do Rubber Soul. You're right. And Abbey Road got the full album. I forget what else got the full album.
As a whole, the Rock Band like was its own genre, really. I mean, kind of started with Guitar Hero, but then formed into, I think, like overall a better franchise, Rock Band, incorporating all the other instruments. Mm. Although Rock Band, you know, got ripped off and Guitar Hero started putting drums and started putting the other instruments in. What an interesting, like, time capsule that was, like, music.
Yeah.
Which kind of came out of the Japanese Bamani, like, rhythm games, like Guitar Freaks and Keyboard Freaks.
Well, I just remember how big that industry got, and I remember specifically going to the Harmonix, or I guess it was Harmonix booth during E3, mm-hmm. and it was, like, the biggest booth in the entire hall, and it was, like, white sheets of silk hanging everywhere, and it was like almost like a labyrinth of that shit you had to go through. Like it was the biggest booth, most ornate booth you'd ever seen to get to the stage in the middle of it so you could play. Like, you know what I mean? And now it would get like a corner and like shoved in the back.
Yeah.
It just breaks my
heart.
It's
almost like Rock Band 4 was at the decline of that era, and that's what you would see at PAX's was Rock Band 4 shoved in a corner.
Well, 3 was already like, when that came out, I remember seeing that at shows going, ooh, this is looking bad. It felt like that industry was ending. 4 was years later, and so people were thinking like, oh, 4 might resuscitate it. Like, people have been wanting this to come back.
Didn't work.
And it just didn't. I think it was a combination of that. Maybe people out there will know better than me, but I feel like it was a combination of, one, the controller shit just didn't work. Like, it was complicated to sync it to the system. Like, okay, I've gone through like 80 menus. What's going on? Oh, it disconnected. Oh, there were constant drops and disconnects. It just didn't work. And then, two, I think getting the DLC that people paid for
with 3
was too hard to get. I just felt like it was too many hoops to go through where people were like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it just didn't.
When I boot it up and play at home, I play Rock Band 3 on a PS3. Yeah.
Now,
that's where everything is.
I meticulously went through song by song and downloaded all of them on my PS4. And it took me like a whole week. Like, just to. I would come in and just download songs and listen to fucking podcasts and just, you know. And I got them all, but it just never. Again, like, I've streamed. Sometimes I went on stream. Maybe some people on here saw it. I would go on Twitch and just stream playing, and then inevitably drums just off in the middle of a song. And it's like, okay.
In our video,
never had like a clear thing. Yeah,
that happened multiple times throughout the video. Drums disconnect,
and that was all genuine. Planned it. It would just do. Bling. Oh, sign in. Okay, so yeah, that sucked. But anyway, I do miss Rock Band. I wish
Yeah, me too.
And you know, but we have some here, but I wanted to get like a new set of drums and play them at home, whatever. You cannot get them. They are not for sale. You can spend $300 or $400 to get a set on eBay. That is like your option. That's it. Like, I would think people would be throwing out these drum sets or, you know what I mean? Just get rid of them. But they go for a ton. There's really like no cheap way to do it. So I guess I'll use what we have shoved up in the attic.
Somebody should just start a business, knock off Rock Band instruments.
Right? I don't know how lucrative that is, but yeah, I wanted a new set because again, the PS4 ones that I have, they just shut off. It really disappointed me. And I feel like that was the end of Mad Catz, right? Because Mad Catz made those Rock Band controllers.
I think that was the last thing.
Yeah. After that happened, it was just like, yeah.
Are they totally out of business, Mad Catz? Or do they make any third party?
They were really doing good with Fight Stick stuff, but I thought the Rock Band side of it, like, they were already maybe on the way out, and then the Rock Band thing sped that up, is what I thought.
It sunk them.
Yeah. Rock Band 4 killed Mad Cats.
I got a Mad Cats fight stick. I supported them through all their peripherals. I got old PS2 controllers that are Mad Cats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all those things. Sorry, Mad Cats. You guys were nice, but all your stuff failed. I had Mad Cats memory cards that would just like, corrupt.
Yeah,
stuff. So this was long in coming. But Jared Dorbon is saying that someone bought the name Mad Cats. So someone is doing something.
Will make some new Game Genie for like PS5 that's Mad Cats branded or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you guys like the keyboard when they added that?
Yes. That's why I still play Guitar Hero or Rock Band 3, because it had the support for the keyboard.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like abandoned it.
I
don't know. I really like that.
My default answer was no. Like, I never had as much fun playing that one as I did other stuff. Like, I just wanted to play drums or the guitar. Like, I never had as much fun with the keyboard. But
I
think
back,
you
how to play.
It really did teach me, like, where things are. Like, not that I, like, well, now I know how to play piano. It didn't do that. But I think back, like, someone showed me a video the other day of, like, when we did the Experience Music Project in Seattle, where we were doing Hey Ya. That video of us doing Hey Ya. Maybe Sean can find the video. Sean, play the video. But I'm not good at playing, but I do know where the notes are. So I'm kind of mashing it in time with the music. And it was kind of working for a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I kind of was like learning something from doing that. I guess that was valuable, but that's all. That's the most I could say about the keyboard. I was okay with it not coming back, but that's just me. Anyway, that's all I have to say about Rock Band. Speaking of videos, though, we were going to have a behind the scenes for you guys for our Death Stranding video, which is still doing very well. I'm still seeing that link to in a bunch of places, a lot of people talking about it. So thank you to everyone who has shared that video. We wanted to have a behind the scenes for you this week. It ain't done. There's a lot of stuff being wrapped up around here. A lot of projects in the works.
Yeah.
Obviously we're getting ready for Christmas cast too. So it just didn't get done, but look for it this week. Probably Thursday.
Wow.
If you're watching this whenever on you, probably Thursday. What is that? December 12th? I don't know. But probably Thursday it'll be up. But that's my guess. Keep an eye out. If not sooner.
Cool.
It's going to be good. I was watching some of it earlier and it was we got a lot of good behind the scenes on this.
Yeah.
I think it opens with a scene that was cut from the video right away, which was me pissing and drinking Monster. So you can't beat that. See, Derek, that's what you missed out on while you were gone. You bummed about that?
Yeah.
We got some Monsters left
over.
I'm
pissing, drinking a Monster, and then I think I belched too.
Ugh.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Derek couldn't be there for that.
I'll never see that in real life, so it's sad. You don't do that stuff in real life. Sad.
Not until Guinness shows up or Mr. Roger or whoever it is now. Rogers Records.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed it. Shit.
In real life, he never goes, bleh. Ooh, what? What was that? Who did? What?
It's not Rocco's style.
That's a Sean thing.
Rocco's too classy for that.
That's a Sean
thing. What?
Huh? Rocco's.
See, I didn't do that.
What?
I didn't do that.
Hey, all right, real talk. When Rocco belches, it's usually the belch continues into like a scream of agony with no gap in between. So when Rocco belches, it's usually something like,
oh God! I don't think I've done that.
Yeah,
have I really done that?
He belches into the phrase "Oh God!" all at once.
Oh God! That does not. That does not sound like me.
Oh, who did that?
I don't think that doesn't sound like me.
Yeah,
Kevin does that, and you might be confusing him. Which, by the way, Kevin's not here this week. Johnny's on the camera because Kevin couldn't. I don't know.
Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, Kevin's got ass problems or something. Who knows?
Derek was on vacation last week. Kevin's on vacation this week.
Yeah.
Sean's on vacation.
Can't we all just show up to work like normal people?
I'm going to take vacation soon.
Are you?
I think that was the
Christmas.
Only vacation I've ever had.
Yeah.
Kevin takes one all the time.
We were saying that. It's like, man, that's your first vacation, really.
I know. Ever.
Fuck.
I didn't know what vacation was. I had to find out.
Did you like it? Were you able to enjoy it, or were you like, I need to like get back to doing something?
No, I loved it.
Oh, well, there you go.
I didn't want to come back, but I felt like I had to. So here I am.
Work is work, man.
I felt like I had to out of obligation. So here.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Who wants to work?
That's true,
I was
right?
loving it. I was fucking not doing shit. It was great.
Sleeping in?
Fuck yeah.
Playing vid games?
I hate being back. Fuck this.
Let's go home.
Yeah.
Let's end it.
You guys are great, but
make Sean
not
happy.
Being here is even better.
Hey, man. He speaks the truth.
Yeah, I really like having time to myself, and then but then I hit a point where I'm just like...
Lonely?
No. Fuck no. Absolutely opposite of that. I just want to, like, get into, like... I need to get into, like, creativity. Like, I want to, like, chug on something. You know what I mean? Like, I want to, like, get working on, like, something I can... I don't know. If okay. I don't, like, put things out creatively or whatever, I go like, oh, what the fuck am I doing? You know what I mean? Like,
you feel backed
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
I like to stay busy, stay creative.
Yeah, I think that's just what it is.
Yeah. I've got different outlets.
Sure.
You know, been practicing my drawing, as people may know if you follow me on Instagram. I post some of my sketches sometimes. I wanted to make a zine for a while. I was working on one for a little while. I shelved it for a little bit, but you know, I get my creative fix in other ways. Now that I'm older, it's not all about YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm. But, it's not about views or
no, it's
or
not
comments.
About, no, it's definitely not about comments.
That's good.
You know, like I put out music videos, and that really it didn't hurt my ego, but it humbled me because I realized it wasn't about views. Because I enjoy making music videos, but they don't get views. The bands are always happy. They're like,
yeah,
holy
yeah.
shit, 1,000 views. That's amazing. And I'm like, it's not amazing. That fucking sucks. That's garbage.
It's your perspective.
Garbage
yeah.
views.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it all depends on where you're coming from.
Sure.
So, yeah. I just make those videos because I love creating stuff.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if people are watching them. I have fun.
So yeah.
That's what it's about for me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely like certain things that I get like a thrill out of that I'm like, I don't know if anybody else will be into this, but you know, it's like you got to do things that are personally yeah. like exciting to you and whatever, you know. And eventually I feel like if you are into it enough, it's going to find it's that kind of stuff is going to eventually find people anyway. You know what I mean? Like
so. It finds the people it needs to.
Yeah. So yeah, anyway. So I hear what you're saying. I was surprised how much I never really liked drawing that much personally. I mean I'm not good at it either. But that was never really my thing. And I was surprised once I got the Apple Pencil for the iPad where it was just like, you know what I mean? You could just draw on the screen and then there's one button, like in notes, you just hit one button and it's on Twitter. Like once that barrier fell and it was so easy to do that, I had so much fun like just drawing stupid stuff. You know what I mean? Just like goofy shit.
Sure.
That would like calm me down for a while. Like I'd draw just like a funny monster and then I hit one button and it's shared and it's like, oh, look, people could see it. I found that really fun. Like there was like I got a real enjoyment out of that and I never thought I would. My drawings are, you know what I mean? And they're like chicken scratch. They're not good. You're actually a good artist, Derek. Like some of the stuff that I've seen you draw is really good.
Thanks. I mean, I think with practice, anybody can be a good artist because I don't think I have latent ability. And I think when I started, I really sucked. But I've seen myself improve just by practicing and, you know, watching a lot of YouTube tutorials and just practicing. I think anybody out there could become a good artist given enough time and dedication.
I think but I do think it blows my mind. I don't think there's anything more mind blowing to me though in the world as artists who really get how to do it. Like or that just have that ability to look at something and they can do a really great little like painting of it or whatever. Like that absolutely blows my mind. that you could look at something and like, I'm going to present that to you on paper and you'll know what it is. You know what I mean? It's one thing to do it in a general sense and it's like, oh, here's a goofy sketch. But when people can like really.
But I think that just comes with thousands of hours of practice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And all of the elements of what you're seeing, whatever it is, like you're looking at a lake with trees, you've drawn landscapes, you've drawn trees, and it gets easier over time. I think an artist who can do that is drawing on muscle memory from drawing all the individual pieces so much.
I'm sure, yeah.
So that's why I say I think anybody can become a good artist. It just takes practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a little sketchbook, and I would just do pages and pages and pages of drawing noses because I really sucked at noses. And then I felt like I got decent at it, and I drew hundreds of noses. It was kind of a waste of time, but now I can draw a nose.
Yeah.
So
I think what I feel like is, you know, anybody with enough practice can achieve those things. But I do think there's certain things, anything that you want to be good at, you got to dump like 8,000 hours into in terms of, you know what I mean? Like you just, it has to be, like you said, muscle memory. It has to become that. And I think there's certain things that some people are able to do that with and others they can't. Cause I'll tell you right now, I would love to be a great artist. I just can't, I go crazy after a while of like trying to, you know what I mean? Like that doesn't come naturally to me. Whereas when we're editing, like with editing videos, I could sit there all week long and not leave the fucking room until I learn how to edit this way or that way or this way. Whereas I know other people that are like, if I had to look at Adobe Premiere longer than an hour, I would go insane. You know what I mean? And so I am envious of people who are able to like dial into that. I'm really envious of that.
I think the key is if your end goal, like if you're setting out to do something and your desire is I want to be good.
Yeah.
That's going to frustrate you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I shelved the zine I was working on, because I put all this pressure on myself that the drawings had to be good.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like I wasn't ready or like up to snuff. Yeah. Whatever. I think that the more important thing to focus on is I enjoy doing this and I have fun doing it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it doesn't matter.
That's how it was with me with video.
It doesn't matter if it's good or not. It may suck, but there's a part of it that you enjoyed. Like with a video you make that sucks, there's still usually a part where you're like, this video sucks, but this part's funny, but this part's edited cool, but this shot is great.
Yeah.
And that enough is enough to give you enjoyment. You feel like, maybe the whole thing put together wasn't that great, but I learned something. And I'm really proud of this moment.
Yeah.
I think if you approach drawing or any hobby or talent the same way, your expectation isn't to be the best there is.
Yeah.
You're just having fun, and there's little charm to the stuff that you're making that makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
Then you'll stick with it, and you'll just naturally get better over time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the secret out there to anybody who wants to get good at something. Don't worry about being good. Just have fun.
Just do it 1,000 hours, and, you know.
Same thing with a video game that you suck at, but you keep playing it because you're
rock
having
band. Let's
you're having
rock band
fun
again.
Playing the video game. So, and then you find like over time, oh, I'm actually like getting good at this.
Yeah, Rock Band was a game that I played probably a fucking 1,000 hours.
Yeah,
and it's so funny because when we plugged it in the other day, we were shooting. I forget what song it was. Was it Harvey Danger? Or I don't remember. I have not played that game in I don't know how many years. It's been years. Mm-hmm. But I put on expert drums. And I remember Sean was like, are you sure? Or somebody was like, you just put on expert. Are you sure? It was muscle memory. It was a doom, 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 doom. You know what I mean? It's like because I played it that long. It's just that is no longer a thought. It's just in. You know what I mean? My muscles. And I just knew what to do. And it's just because I spent that long on it. And I remember hours of playing that game was like, this game sucks. Fuck this game. I hit the note. What do you mean I didn't hit the note? You know what I mean? But then you power through that, and now I can just like, it's like autopilot.
Game's broken. And, it's out of calibration.
But, I remember Dave Grohl talking about that with drums.
What?
They were like, is it still hard for you to drum? And he's like, I don't even fucking think about it anymore. You know what I mean? That guy has drummed so much that it's just, you know, anyway, I saw that guy drum this summer when we went and saw Bird and the Bee. He drummed for them.
That's crazy.
That was really good. I don't even know if I heard the rest of the band. I was sitting there the whole time just like
getting to see Dave
watching
play
Dave
drums.
Oh, that was so, that guy slams the shit out of those drums. And And it's funny because he talked on, I think he was on Howard Stern or something, where he talked about his hearing is like going. Because he never, ever, ever, all those shows he's done, he's never worn earplugs or anything. He's like, nah, I got to hear what's going on. I don't want earplugs. I got to hear what's going on all around. And they were like, so how are your ears doing? He's like, yeah, this one's pretty much gone. And this one's hanging on there. And it's like, oh my God. Anyway, that's a, this isn't Dave Grohl cast,
get
okay?
That man some kind of mechanical hearing aid device.
No, they don't make those. Anyway, can you do that? You could do that with AirPods now. I think there's a mode you can turn that on.
Where it, like, you want to be stylish and have pods.
Well, no, it like it like microphones the outside, like it filters outside audio into your ear, and I think you can do that. So some of those AirPod people you see at the that's what they're called now, AirPod people.
AirPod people
that you see at the airport, don't laugh at them because they look goofy listening to Lenny Kravitz or whatever they're listening to. What do people listen to nowadays? Is he big?
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, Lenny.
Yeah.
Just having a Krav sesh.
Having a Krav sesh.
Well, they might not just be doing that. They might need it. So don't laugh at them. If you've ever laughed at someone wearing AirPods, shame on you.
Listening to Tekashi.
Have you seen how small
Tekashi Snitch 9? What?
The hearing aid technology has gotten like tiny. And apparently, like, I work with a few older construction workers.
Yeah.
Who, you know, from working in that industry around loud equipment, same thing. Like, your hearing goes if you don't wear hearing protection.
Yeah.
So I know a couple guys that have hearing aids, but they're fucking tiny.
Yeah. They've enhanced
that a lot. They've really, like, come a long way from
where it was. Do you think there's anything you've ever done that, like, oh, I got hearing damage from that? Does that ever happen to you?
Going to concerts.
Yeah, going to concerts.
Going to a lot of concerts.
Ringing in your ear that night when you lay down.
Because I remember reading, like, there's a certain amount of that you can take and it isn't too bad. Like, if you go a lot, it is. But, you know, I wasn't going to too many concerts. This year I did, and I felt like, I went to a lot.
Sean's dad.
Yeah, he brings earplugs.
Well, because he's talked about how going to that many concerts his entire life has done damage to his ears.
Now I bring earplugs to... just a bar, you know, a show at a bar, I'll bring earplugs.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because, my ears ring, and I just feel like, well, I'm never hearing that frequency again for the rest of my life. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard if your ears are ringing after a concert, that is, you know, that frequency is dying.
See, I saw that in Children of Men.
Yeah, remember they talk about that in that?
But is that, again, is that something like The Dark Knight Rises? Like, take care of your arms. Your body will do the rest. Like, when you're cold? Is
where
it
they
just
say that?
Is just something that was made up in a movie script?
No, I don't think so. I do bring earplugs with me now because every now and then there's something, like, insane. Where I went to, like, see a lot of Japanese artists during Anime Expo this year, and it was like, whoa, they are like peeking the fucking speakers out. I wasn't expecting this, and wow. I was like, I was there the whole time going, and somebody offered me earplugs, but I was gonna say, a lot of the times I won't, but the one concert I went to where I actually left thinking, I think that damaged me, was CKY. When we saw CKY that last time, oh, I was right by that tower of speakers, and they played so fucking loud that I was like,
I remember scooting
maybe
back
this
at
was
that
not
show.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We got away from that speaker after a while.
I was like dead for a few days after that on this side, and I was like, I think I did damage, and I still think I did.
Probably but did.
Anyway, that's the one I could think of where recently it was like, whoa.
I've seen little kids at shows where their parents put the big old earmuffs on them. So, like, yeah, people are aware of it.
Yeah,
certain decibels just start to damage.
I remember cracking up at when we were at the Aquabats show a couple years ago. Oh no, it was a handful of years. It was back when the Super Show was on. Like, I think it had just premiered, so this was probably like 7 years ago. The Aquabats were doing a show, and it was Martian Girl, and they were playing it, and, you know, it was really loud. And then when there's a little breakdown in the middle, and sometimes the Bat Commander just talks during that part, and he just goes, hey, I'm noticing that guy with his baby. Is that a newborn baby? Wow, great. Right by the speaker tower. Okay. Like, it was like this guy had a baby like that. Like, right by the speakers. And he was like, whoa, that's great. We'll play this next part extra loud. Like, he kept making jokes about, like,
to get the guy away.
Are you really doing this? You know, like,
he's a dad, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, he probably couldn't not say something. He's like, Jesus, get away from
I think
the
he wanted
speaker.
To say more.
Yeah.
And didn't want to break character. I don't know, but he just kept going, wow, that kid right by the speakers. They're going to really love this next song. I'm sure they'll hear it. His baby ears are extra strong. Like, he just kept making jokes about it.
Try to get the guy away.
Yeah, yeah. That was hilarious. But anyway. And I remember we were all cracking up. We were like, wow, this is really happening. Anyway.
Leave your baby at home.
No, they're going to love the Aquabats, especially when they're not one.
Not even one. Get that baby out of here.
Leave the baby at home.
Put it in a crib with a lullaby playing.
If you have a baby, don't leave the house.
Yep.
That's no,
it.
Leave,
sorry.
Leave the baby in a crib, a playpen with some lullabies and some fast food.
Hire a babysitter.
You can leave a baby alone for 6 hours,
hire
probably, safely.
Yeah. What is it, $20 for the night?
How long before the diaper gets full? 3 hours?
I actually don't know. How long does it take for a baby to shit? God, Sean's not on here.
But one shit wouldn't fill it. I mean, you got...
Yeah. How many shifts per diaper are we getting away
and
with?
And how many hours per shit are we talking?
I'm tired of all these people having babies thinking their life's going to go on. Fuck that.
Don't feed the baby before you're going to go out.
Your life is over.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they won't shit.
Then they won't shit.
God, we're smart.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy the smartest parents aren't parents?
They take care of themselves.
Yeah. Well, you guys wrap it up. You're smart.
Yeah. You know what? I just don't do any of that.
Keep the Jimmy hat on. Oh, you don't even need to wear one.
No.
Oh, I forgot. You're...
I just don't deal with that.
Ace.
I just don't deal with it.
Johnny's laughing behind the camera.
Never deal with it.
Anyway, speaking of music, I just want to say real quick.
Say it.
Johnny, check this out. DJ Doug Pound.
I was looking at those. They're DJ Doug Pound socks?
Yeah.
Did he have those at his game day booth?
No.
Hold on. Get the shot a little bit wider because just capture Rocco's like sexy legs too.
You're shooting up his pant leg,
sexy
dude.
Sexy leg pose.
Yeah, don't get.
You're about to see something else hanging.
Yeah.
Dang, look at those sausage. Sexy calf muscles. Fuck, dude.
You are buff, bro.
Get the design on the here. Dude, there, now you can see it.
You've been doing squats or what are you doing?
Rocco,
with?
You're going to make me come all deadlift? Over the
oh, I'm
room
sorry.
With those legs,
deadlifting.
Sorry.
Those
I didn't mean to.
Sexy calves. Sorry. Fuck.
I didn't mean to Basic Instinct, this shit.
Getting a little horny here. Anyways.
Basic podcast, I
damn.
Guess.
I work out. I can't get calf muscles like Rocco.
Me neither, dude. I need implants. Like that one MTV Real Life episode.
You don't even have anything on your socks. Look at that.
Look at that calf. That's full calf muscle for Derek right there. Little. Damn.
Fuck,
now show Rocco's by comparison.
Broom.
Whoa.
Look at that thing. He ain't even flexing.
Fucking.
God damn.
The Hulk over here.
I got bit. Actually, this leg is like, I don't know if you could see that. This leg is like scraped up because I took so many falls on this side for
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding, yeah. So I'm all like scraped up.
Yeah, road rash.
Whatever.
How many squats can you do? You ever do squats?
I do plenty of squats.
We should have a squat competition. I want to see those legs in action.
Well, yeah. I've been trying to break a certain record, Mr. Rogers, if you're watching.
Get ready.
I'm going to have the biggest. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's do some pistol squats.
Oh,
you jump.
That's how you do it? Wow.
Come on, anybody? No?
I've been doing Indian squats.
What are Indian squats?
I think it's more like this.
Oh, you go ass to grass.
Native American squats.
Yeah, see?
No.
Thank you.
Indian from India.
I was thinking the same thing.
Not First Nation.
I was thinking the same thing.
I bet Rocco on a squat press machine, send those weights into fucking space.
Throw them.
Let me just confirm that for you.
I've never seen Rocco in a squat press machine.
Maybe we're going to do a video called We Take Rocco to the Gym.
And let him max his legs?
Yeah. Leg day with Rocco.
Yeah, I want to see your max.
I want to see how this dude trains.
We go to plenty of gyms at convention hotels, and we're always filming videos in there for the personal channel. We're fucking around, but we need to get you in a squat rack and really put, you know, pump
some
iron.
Here's the thing. All right. All jokes aside, Rocco is not a gym rat. He doesn't go to the gym crazy.
Contrary to what you've heard.
But the muscles on these fucking gams of his, I think you get this guy in a gym, he'll surprise himself. I think this dude can squat press easy 300.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. Easy.
Off the bat.
See, look at dual DJs. Now you can see him.
I like.
Wait, is that Donkey Kong Country 2? Why? What? This is like Coachella. Is this what Coachella is like?
Get a wide shot. Get a wide shot again. Yeah. Go back. Go back to this. Yeah. Curling the legs out with the toes in. Because
I want you to see the DJ. Because if I go like that, then they're out, but now they're in. This is. No, dude, Daft Punk. Oh, yeah. Human.
Your legs
human,
are like
human.
They look like
human,
Disneyland turkey
human,
legs.
Human. These probably taste better. Mm. I'll tell you that right now.
Less greasy.
I'm gonna win. There, I finally did it. Shut the fuck up. Turn the fucking podcast
what was
off.
That? What was-